Good, how you doing?
Good.
It was good. Yourself?
Good.
Good. How much of the cold is physical and dealing with the cold is physical? And how much of it is mental? Kind of fighting through those kinds of conditions?
I certainly think it's 50-50. There are things that you can do as a player to make sure you keep yourself warm. You know, obviously, continue moving on the sidelines when you're not in the game. Utilize modern technology with the heated benches. I bet you Bart Starr didn't have those. But and then I think, obviously, mentally, you have to be able to focus on doing your job and just executing. I think it's, you start overthinking it, then it takes to focus away from your execution and doing what you need to do on the field.
Have you ever thought about growing a beard or like any type of really bushy facial hair that could probably keep your face warm?
I would love to, but I'm unable to. So, I mean, that is my dream one day to possibly have a fierce beard, but I'm unable to at this point in time in my life.
For a speed guy, how much does stretching play a big part in trying to get your preparation right, especially in these things?
Oh, it's big. You know, you got to make sure you're loose. You know, as soon as you tighten up, then obviously you're not going to be able to run as well as you normally would. So I think staying loose is a big part of it. Continuing to move, as I said, utilizing, you know, the resources that we have. Because as a speed guy, you can't stand around in this and then expect to be able to go and have a burst if you're cold. It's not going to go well for you. So staying loose and staying into the game is a big part of it.
You ever see the indoor practice bubble and think you're not going to use it on a day like today? What's the point of even having it?
You know, we're going to play outside. So we need to, you know, practice execution becomes game reality. And hopefully we execute it today in that climate, because I think it's going to be something similar to it on Sunday. So I understand why Coach had us out there.
Benefit to this game on Sunday. All the games mean something, but there's still something to shoot for, that number one seed, to have that out there.
Well, I mean, we certainly have every reason in the world to come out and be competitive and obviously play to win this game. You know, I said it earlier in the week, there's so few opportunities in this league to go out and perform on a game day. It's not like the other major sports in North America where you have, you know, unlimited games to go out there. You know, we have 16 opportunities that we're guaranteed to go out there and compete over the course of a calendar year. So when you have that opportunity, it doesn't matter what's in play, what the stakes are, you're going to have plenty of motivation. But the fact that, you know, we have the potential one seed in play, that's obviously a little bit extra, no question.
Special teams captain, you've seen this group kind of ride the wave a little bit over the course of the year, positive and negative. Are you happy with where they are, where you guys are as a group of special teamers now, with the, you know, with kind of standing on the cusp of the postseason?
You know, I think we've taken a lot of positive strides in the right direction. Obviously, we've had to adjust this year with guys being out from time to time. Obviously, losing Nate was huge for us. But I think the guys that we've come in and start to integrate, guys like Grigsby and guys like Gino that have come in and really helped us, give us a boost on the stretch, I think we're in good position. But I don't think we will ever be to the place where we think, okay, we've got this figured out. There's always room for improvement. We feel that way each and every week. And, you know, it's important that we improve every week from here on out and hopefully play our best ball towards the end.
You have new bodies coming in and out like that, Matthew. Does it limit the number of things you guys can do special teams-wise, whether it's a different, you know, kick coverage look or what have you?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously with a guy like Nate not in there, with the experience that he has and the experience that a lot of us have with playing with him, it may change a thing or two. But as I said, the guys that have come in have done a great job. They've picked up on things. We spent a lot of time in the meeting rooms talking about how we want to play the game. I think Joe and Ray have done a good job of preparing those guys. And I think overall the drop-off, you know, hasn't been too great. So it's been good. It's been encouraging.
Is there any feeling that when the new guys come in that maybe you guys take special teams a little bit more serious than they have in the past for some of the newer guys?
You know, I think it's understood when you get here right away, when you have a head coach who believes in the kicking game and kind of builds his roster around having those kind of guys available, then you guys see that right away. And again, I reference Nicholas Grigsby, just the buy-in that he's shown, his ability to come in and pick things up quickly, understanding what his role is on the team and really buying into that, it's been big for us. So I think that's usually the case when you guys come along. They understand, okay, this is a little bit different than other places I've been. They don't just say special teams is important. They show it through the preparation, through the way the roster's built. And, you know, usually the guys get on board with that pretty quickly.
Can you give us a few words on the addition of James Harrison to the defense?
We're excited to have number 92 out there. Certainly a player of his caliber that's accomplished all that he has over the course of his career. Anytime you can add a guy like that, it's exciting. But I know James understands this as a professional. You know, we're all going to have to work at it. We're all going to, you know, go out there each and every day hoping to execute at a high level. It doesn't guarantee us anything because he's here. It doesn't mean we're going to be better. It doesn't mean we're going to be worse. But we are excited to have him. Anytime you can have a player like that, it's very exciting.
Do you think it's tough to gel and come in so late in the season with the team?
I'm sure there'll be some, you know, hurdles there, but a guy with his experience and couple that with the type of guys that we have on defense, how welcoming they are, how eager they are to make guys feel like, all right, you're a part of this deal, you know, feel good about our chances there. So feel good about, you know, what we'll potentially be able to do moving forward.
You mentioned Joe and Ray. How much have they grown? Often coaches are asked about players and their development. Working with them, how much have you seen them evolve as coaches?
I've never been asked to evaluate a coach. Yeah. You know, I think that they've obviously both come into their own. I think they feel very confident in what they're doing. And that goes back to their preparation. They spend a lot of time preparing this team, getting themselves ready to call the game. They spend a lot of time with Coach Belichick doing that. And I think they both have a lot of confidence in what they're doing because of that preparation. They've been in a lot of big situations at this point. They've been in some big games. We've made some big plays in big situations, and I think that gives them a lot of confidence. And in turn, that gives us as players a lot of confidence. So, you know, I really feel like we're fortunate to have two relatively young coaches with a lot of energy and zeal for the kicking game leading the way for us.
You mentioned Nicholas Grigsby earlier. He's made some hits on kickoff coverage that kind of jumped off the screen. Have you guys noticed the same kind of thing from him?
It's hard to miss. That guy has delivered some blows out there. There's no question. He's been a great addition to us. I think his overall attitude has been tremendous since he's gotten here. His buy-in, like I said, has been great. And then physically, he's really gifted. With the size that he has, the power, explosiveness, and to be able to run the way that he does at that size, reminds me of a player, Tracy White, that was here years ago. Similar guys, similar playing style. So we're excited to have him. You know, it fires us up when we see him go out there and lay some bodies down. So hopefully he can keep it up.
Matthew, can you talk a little bit about home field advantage in the playoffs and how important really is it for you guys?
Well, I mean, we really feel like Foxborough is a very difficult place to come and play, especially this time of year. You know, we feel like we have a great fan base who understands the importance of playoff football and what it means to have them with us. So it's very important. It's certainly very important. You know, your routine is so much different when you're at home than it is on the road. You know, I think all in all, it's obviously more ideal for teams that are able to play at home. So we have that opportunity this weekend. But it's not about us going out there thinking about, oh, we got to win this game so we can get the number one seed. It's about us going out there being prepared to execute against the Jets, the New York Jets, because they're going to be ready to go. They compete. They're coached well. And, you know, that's where our focus is.
When you're prepping for these AFC East games the second time around, for younger guys who, you know, maybe in college didn't see an opponent twice in a season, are there little nuances to doing that that they have to pick up just getting ready the second time to face someone?
Well, certainly. I think there are a couple of things. You obviously go back and watch the film from your first game, but then I think you see how the team has evolved over the course of the season. You can't assume that, okay, we played the Jets, you know, week five of the season, that they're the same team now. There are different people out there. They're doing different things. They're a much better football team. So I think, you know, as a young player, understanding that is important. It's an important part of the process. Okay, what can I learn from our previous game, but then also how have these guys changed? And I think, you know, Coach Belichick does a good job of not only preparing our young players to understand that and do that, but the veterans as well.
The cold effects of the kicking game, now you're asking general play in the cold, but what's the actual impact on distance, you know, of kicks, punts, and how do you have to adjust during the course of the game?
Well, if you get a day like today, you know, I don't think you're going to see very many touchbacks. This weather affects the kicking game before it affects any other aspect of the game. The ball's not going to carry as far. Obviously, Steve and Ryan, it makes their job a little bit tougher navigating, you know, okay, do I want to project it this way and do I have to play the wind and things like that. So, and then from a coverage standpoint, the blocks are going to be on you quicker. Things are happening a little bit faster because of the distance of the kick. So there's a bit of an adjustment there that you have to be ready for, but I think once you get out there and see what the, you know, elements give you, then, you know, it is what it is, and you're in it, and you got to execute.
Ball slicker?
It can be. It can be. The ball's harder, so that certainly makes ball security become more of an issue. I think you have to be more conscious of protecting the football, fielding the football. It's just overall taking care of the football.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.